Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The big news this morning is Governor Pritzker's announcement yesterday that restrictions on restaurants in the state of Illinois will be easing up. Restaurants will be allowed to open for outdoor seating in phase three of the state's reopening next week. Joining us on the line to talk about that is Sam Toya, who's the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Hi, Sam. Welcome back to WGN. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Dean. One day at a time.
One day at a time has been my motto for the last couple of months. And I think that's right. probably good to live that way. What was your reaction when you heard the governor's announcement yesterday?
Hey, we thought this was a good first step. Definitely, restaurateurs always care about the health and safety of their team members and their customers. But it was time that we start kind of reopening the economy a little bit. You know, obviously, we're going into America 2.0. And as you know this, Dean, restaurants are one of the most highly regulated and frequently inspected by public officials on a regular basis. We know how to do this. We have some good programs out there as we move forwards, making sure that we're there to protect our team members and our customer. So we recognize this action will not provide a solution for every operator, but it is a step in the right directions for restaurants, diners, and communities around the state and here in our 77 neighborhoods throughout Chicago.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about how you think this is going to work out. I mean, number one, it's all al fresco. Everything's going to be outside. So weather has to be permitting. That's number one. But how do the restaurants negotiate seating people, having people wait for tables, just the usual process that might normally put you in a crowd of people?
Right. That's a good question. You know, restaurateurs are the ultimate entrepreneurs, so they will figure it out. So we're talking with the mayor and business affairs and consumer protection, Chicago Department of Transportation, obviously Chicago Department of Public Health, how to figure this out. The mayor really, she loves to communicate, collaborate. I always say communication and education is the key to success, and Mayor Lightfoot totally understands that. So we're looking at possibly closing some streets, using parking lots that are on the side of some restaurants, maybe closing bike lanes and bus lanes. So there's a lot of communication going on. So we have, about 9 days, 10 days to kind of figure this out. Obviously we have the meter deal, which you well are aware of. So we have to work that out with last parking. And then obviously CDOT buses. So there's a lot of things to work out, but social distancing is the number one thing. So obviously we think, we want to close streets like Little Village in Pilsen, in Andersonville, in Avondale, Logan Square, Lakeview. So, Hyde Park. These are some of the neighborhoods we're talking about. Maybe, some of these restaurateurs can get some tenting and stuff. So, again, restaurateurs are the ultimate entrepreneurs. So we'll be talking and communicating and trying to figure this out over the next 9-10 days.
Yeah, and of course, the servers, the restaurant staff all will be masked if they're not. I wouldn't be served food by somebody who's not wearing a mask properly, because that's so important right now. So, I mean, that's going to be part of the equation as well.
Absolutely, Dean. So obviously PPE, personal protective equipment, is very, 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 very important. Again, the safety and health of our team members and our customers. So obviously, like you said, masks, gloves, hand sanitizer, all this stuff, taking the temperature of team members when they come to work. So, yes, we're a highly regulated and frequently inspected by the public health officials. So restaurateurs know how to do this. And so we understand we're going into America 2.0. And here in Chicago, in the state of Illinois, we are very progressive when it comes to the education of, people that handle your food. Every person that handles your food has to go online and take a food handler class online, and it's just so they know the basics Other states don't do this. We do this here. And then every restaurant throughout the state also has to have a manager certified and health certificate, be certified for health as well. And there has to be a manager on duty at all times. So we are very progressive when it comes to the education of our food handlers here in the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois.
Oh, that's good that they're taking all the extra precautions. When do you think the next phase might come in for restaurants where indoor seating might be an option?
Again, we'll have those conversations with the governor and his team. You know, the governor talked about a 28-day phase-in. You know, there's a little, gray area. You know, we see some states like New York is doing a 14-day phase-in where, Dr. Fauci has endorsed the 14-day phase-in. But again, a lot of communication going on with the governor and his team. Again, the governor's team and all restaurateurs care about the healthy and safe safety of their team members and their customers. So a lot of communication going on, and we want to move ahead slowly, but with, safety at the top of our list.
Safety first. Sam Toya, president of Illinois Restaurant Association. Appreciate you joining us, my friend. One day at a time, as they say.
One day at a time. And before I leave, Dean, I just want to tell all your listeners, all our great restaurants are looking forward to all your listeners, their customers coming back and giving them a great experience that you only can get here in Chicago, the culinary capital of the United States. So stay strong. We will beat this virus, and we will stay the culinary capital.
And don't forget to tip your servers when you get in there as well.
There you go, Dean. Right. Exactly.
Thanks, all right. Sam.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Do the same.